You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
COVID or not, deals are starting to flow again as building materials group Cashbuild has agreed to buy Pepkor's The Building Company, or TBC as it's known for short, for almost 1.1 billion rand, a move that Cashbuild has said will improve its retail presence in South Africa's coastal regions. The sale includes brands like Timber City, Buildware and Tiletoria, with 160 outlets and 21 franchise stores employing some 7,000 staff, and around about a third or just less than Cashbuild's market cap. Vanna de Jager, CEO of Cashbuild, it's a chunky acquisition for you. Just talk to me about the rationale behind the acquisition.
Thank you. It's been part of Cashbuild's strategy to achieve growth. One of the strategic pillars is acquisition. So it's really fulfilling our strategy. But when you look at the building company you mentioned about the coastal areas, there's a different market segment that Cashbuild doesn't necessarily service at the moment. I'm thinking about the building contractors, maybe your higher LSM market, and all of that. When you go through all these things, it really ticks all the boxes for us, and that's an acquisition that really fits into a lot of the needs that we've identified as a board.
And really expands your reach heavily into the underserviced Western Cape area. It adds just over 8 billion in revenue, perhaps at a smaller margin. Just talk to me about the financials and what it adds from that perspective.
Yes, we obviously, you don't necessarily buy a company based on the historical results, but it's fair to say that there has been, historically, the performance hasn't been up to expectations probably, and we see in our hands the potential to assist the business to reach their full potential and actually improve on that operating margins that they're currently seeing. COVID obviously had its impact on the business, and in the short term, the results won't be good.
Now, the issue of COVID is an interesting one, because I think what we're seeing in terms of trends is people looking at their homes differently. If you're working from home, all of a sudden you wish you had that extra office if you didn't get the home with the extra office. Are you seeing that? It's still very early days, but as retail has started to pick up again into the lower levels of this regulated, risk-adjusted strategy, are you seeing consumers spending more on upgrading their homes, considering they're spending so much more time at home?
Definitely, indeed. You know, if you look at the period after the strategy, risk-adjusted strategy changed, if I talk about May for Cashbuild, we could trade from 1st of May, we could trade again as normal, if I can use that word. And we saw revenues up 12% for May, and then in June it went up 13%. So all in all, a very strong demand for cement and all the products related to that in our business. And that's a sure indication that people are definitely spending on their homes.
It's an interesting deal from another perspective as well, because Cashbuild was originally spun out of Pepkor. I think it was in the late 90s. I stand under correction there. So just to give us a fly on the wall sense of what the talk was around the board, the various board tables, I'm sure there are still some relationships from when Cashbuild was spun out of Pepkor. What drove the deal beyond just the financials? Was it relationships as well? Was it an easy deal to put together?
No, I think, I was actually around when Pepkor, Cashbuild spun out of Pepkor back in the days as an auditor to the companies still. But I think most of those relationships has not been there anymore. So to ask you a question, it's been a long transaction. We've been talking to each other for quite a few months. Obviously, the lockdown period made it very difficult, but we adapted and we managed to get the deal done.
So you started talking, obviously, pre-lockdown and pre-COVID then, I assume, Vanna?
Yes, for sure.
Now, one of the analysts I've been speaking to on the issue seems to question the difficulty in bedding this down. There are a myriad of brands, and obviously, looking at your track record of integrating, P&L didn't go all that well and was a little bit smaller than this. So the issue seems to rest on whether you can integrate such a large transaction. What can you say that will assuage those concerns and convince the market of the value of this deal?
I think the one important difference between the two transactions is P&L had an earn-out period, so we could not get our hands on to it for 3 years, basically, because of the earn-out transaction. And, you know, it's very difficult to sit on the sideline, basically, and wait that time. This deal is a clean deal, so on closing date, we will take over following the different regulatory approvals. And then the difference as well is the management team that's in there is fully supportive of the transaction. They've got a long-term plan with us, and so they will definitely be assisting us in doing it. So I think it'll be much better and much easier than we had with P&L, be it at a much, much larger scale than we've had before.
And obviously, appropriately incentivizing management in a transaction of this scale is critical. I was just talking to PwC about that particular issue that comes through in their remuneration survey they released today, how to appropriately incentivize turnarounds in this environment in particular. Mm. How are you approaching that with this management team? Is there going to be something of a buy-in or the traditional route?
So obviously, you will appreciate that until the transaction is finally done and dusted and approved by Competition Commission, we're not allowed to talk to each other from that perspective. But certainly, Cashflow's normal style is that we incentivize people to get things done. And through our empowerment trust, we showed that buy-in and being having skin in the game is important.
Well, it certainly looks like it could be a transformative deal, adding a lot of scale and around 10% market share. So no doubt the market will be following this one closely. Vanna Dianga, CEO of Cashbuild, announcing a 1.1 billion rand takeout of the building company from Pepkor.